This is the Cypher Podcast, where we'll be diving into various gaming cultures, checking out some games, talking to some gamers about their gaming experiences. Cypher, Africa's ultimate gaming podcast.
Hey, welcome back to the Cypher Podcast. And today we have Ive Shockwave, though I know that's not his name, so I'll let him do the introduction.
My real name is Matov Martin, but I go by Shockwave.
Okay.
Yes. For the games, for all games I play, that's the tag I use.
That's interesting, but now I would like to know exactly, how did it become Shockwave? Yeah? Like, how did you just wake up? You just woke up one morning and you're like, Shockwave.
Well, I was a fan of the Transformer movies. And within the Transformers, there's a character who is an underdog. Yeah. But he ends up helping the team. Like, they'll conquer what they were going for. So, yes, adopted the name from there.
Ah, okay. Okay, that's very interesting.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Shockwave. Yeah, okay. Yes. Yeah. So like every time you wallop someone, you're like, Shockwave.
Yeah, you got shocked.
Yeah. You just got shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Not too much math to eat. Nothing very complicated about it, just randomly.
All right, so what I'd like to know now is a bit of backstory. How did you get into gaming?
Well, the first time I got into gaming was an uncle of mine. He came over with I think it was a PS1 that he came with, and he put it on, and I had too much fun. Immediately, I was taken up with it. But then I think also on that I have a background with the love of art and all that. I think that also contributed partly to it, since I was into like the arts and craft and all that. I picked interest from there. I couldn't stay off a console, I think, from the age of, 10, 9 there.
Yeah.
That's when the interest spiked, and since then I've never turned back.
You find it difficult to put a controller down, eh?
Really, really difficult. Really difficult. Mm-hmm. Controller, mouse, and keyboard. I just feel like the days I go without gaming are just too hard for me.
I get. Like, no, I must play another hour.
One more enemy.
Yeah, I get that. especially back in those days when memory cards were too few in between. So you're like, no. You can wait. Let me finish this boss. Come on.
And the parents do want to know. They're like, it's time for news. It's time for news. If you have no memory card, you have to pack up your stuff and get ready to battle it again from the beginning the following day. So hard times.
Yeah. I think those are the days.
Those are the days.
So what games did you normally play on that console, the one that your uncle got you?
He came with a PS1. Then he later he got me Sega. I don't know if you remember. Then he got me a Sega, as the PS1 was his, because he was also into gaming and all that. Yeah, so he got me a Sega because of the interest I showed. So there was Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt. Yeah. where you had a replica gun that you shoots the ducks down and dog chases them.
That game's infamous. Very infamous.
You especially
hate that dog. Oh, every time you miss, it's just laughing at you. You feel like you're shooting that thing, but you can't shoot it. You're like,
That gig was to just trash him your way.
I
went to was Contra.
Contra. That's another classic.
Classics were the thing back then. Super Mario, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone could just... I don't know if Super Mario is just... I tried getting a site that had this letter, and I was just getting flashbacks.
Super Mario.
Super Mario was nice. Then I think Tank... Tank, the game.
Uh-huh.
Also, Tank. There was a game called Tank also, which had like tanks like battling it out with other small tanks also. Like, games were too many by then.
Oh, wait. I think I know that game. Wow. It's like we played a lot of the same games.
If you have been into the gaming thing, like, you started way back, those were like the hit games. Bomberman.
Yeah.
Bomberman 2.
Those games were just the best. If you didn't know Bomberman, no one knew you in that, in class.
Exactly. I don't know. What were you playing?
Oh, are you playing Dangerous Dave?
I remember Dave. Dev was a PC game, right?
Yeah, it was a PC game.
In schools, it was the game, like, where guys would carry the floppy disks and stuff.
Yeah, that one and Super Mario. Those were the games that guys used to play a lot from PC.
Prince of Persia also. I don't know if you remember Prince of Persia. The 2D.
Prince of Persia. Prince of Persia, for me, I think it started... Getting to know what Prince of Persia was on mobile. I mean, you know how Nokia, back then Nokia was a big thing. So we used to go to this place called, does it, Warp Trick? Yeah, that place, Warp Trick.
Yeah, Warp Trick, I know.
You just go and download those games. So you're like, what's this? Prince of Persia? Okay, sounds interesting. And you just find yourself getting so into it that you're even playing it during sex. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's how I first knew Prince of Persia. Eventually I got to know that there was a PlayStation version of it, and then Sands of Time on PlayStation 2. So
the version I played was a PC. There was a PC version, an old one.
That one, I don't think I played. I'd have liked to play it.
I was into games that I was just like finding and like looking and like. Like all I could do, like look for games and all that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Then after that, that means that after all that, you just found yourself, okay, I'm in college. It's not parents to tell me go to bed. It's no longer time for games. Go to bed.
Exactly. That was like the hardest time. Between the holidays of first and second term were like the worst of it all. Whereby whatever console I had that day would just be taken, just keep it like concentrate on studies, books. So they would just take the console away. Like, if you get lucky and like your cousins come over for like a weekend, parents are in the mood, they're like, you can have it, and you go crazy. Other than that,
in my case, for me, they tell you go study. You have to study. Why? The counselor is right in the sitting room. I think you're going to sit there with them. It's right in the sitting room. You know how old TVs used to be back in the day? Like, They put them in the sitting room. Everyone has to come. You want to watch TV? You sit. And now the conference here. Well, me wants to say, but everyone's here. You're like, huh, you feel shy. You're like, oh, okay. Okay. So at least for you, they gave you the dignity of taking it.
The dignity of taking it came after an incident whereby me and my brothers would leave like everything there, but they're like, don't touch, don't do that. So they would leave, like go to work, and they go run errands and all that. But as kids, you know, you're like, you can put in like a few games before they get back and shut down everything as soon as they hear a knock at the gate. So we did that for like 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. So one day, my mom came back, God rest her soul. She touched the screen and it was hot. Touched the console, the console was hot, and there was no denying from there.
I don't know why we never figured that out as kids. You're like, welcome back, daddy. We've been working, we've been doing our work and then reading. And then she's like, why is the TV hot? You're like,
They don't feel as like being too obedient and all that. And they're like, these are not my kids. They can't just be treating me this way out of the blue. So they would know doubt. That something is out.
Yeah, like doubt. I doubt it.
Too much doubt.
Yeah.
So when they found out we are like playing the whole time, they are like, need a new way. So they had to just pull it away from the TV area, and they had to hide it in their room.
Well, going back to those days where stuff used to go into the bedroom, because at some point in time before, like, we shifted a lot. At some point in time before we kind of like settled down in the home I grew up in, the TV used to stay in my parents' bedroom. So according to them, it was like also something them they had grown up seeing. So they were like, back in the day, black and white TV. They put it in like some sort of cupboard. They close it. Thing has rules. They just wheel it into the parents' bedroom. But well, my grandmother told me that back in the day, it was because guys used to break in and steal. Mm. So when TVs first came, guys were like, "Huh? Is this valuable? Let's break in and steal it." So you know, guys were like, "Oh yeah, let's put it somewhere. No one will take it. You'll get it."
That's all they would come for the TVs, just.
Yeah, especially when colored TVs came in. Now that was a big boom. given the fact that very, very few people had colored TVs at the time, or TVs.
That was the time for
And the fact that TVs took like 30 to 45 minutes to come on, that you switch it on, then go. Do whatever you're doing and come back 30 minutes later, it has warmed up nicely, so you can just sit and watch your cartoons. You're like,
looking for a channel to watch.
There's only one channel. There's only one channel, UTV.
Really?
That's what I hear, UTV.
Back in the days, I also heard there was one channel that you guys would just be waiting for the news.
Yeah, because if people used to want something, it's on that channel. There's no saying, like, what other channel are you going to get?
Hard times. Yeah.
Okay, well, so that was an interesting bit of talk. So, anyway, now I'd like to ask you, which games you're playing right now? I can roast you for it.
You can try it. I've been playing like I think I won't go like the most played to the least played, but I'll be playing like everything. But mostly on my schedule is Apex Legends.
Apex.
You're the
Apex crowd.
We're the Apex crowd. The few of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so
Apex. Apex. Not bad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apex started, actually, it's, I think it's one of the best at the moment. So Apex, then I've been playing FIFA, though not that much.
You're playing EA Sports, right?
Yeah, EA Sports. it's still FIFA. It's not just EA Sports football. It's still FIFA.
It's EA Sports.
we still have one more year with it. Being called FIFA.
Yeah.
So that's good.
One more year until you have to pay for everything in the game.
let's hope not. Let's just wait and see. But yeah. I think they'll do a better job since it's there. The next one is there last, so I'm expecting something good from them. Well,
me, at the very least, I hope they can still continue the partnership because they had a good thing going. Why stop now, you know?
Yeah.
But, well, let's just wait and see.
I think it's because the Faggers were selling the rights to certain clubs. And these guys couldn't hold use the original names. For the case of clubs like the Juventus. Yeah. So I think it angered them in some way and broke the relationship.
Telling you, times are changing. I mean, we grew up with FIFA, but in the next 10 years, our kids will be like, Dad, I'm playing EA Sports.
Let's just hope they come to an agreement before. I don't know.
Like, come, sit down. Let me tell you something. That is not football.
Real football.
And then you pull out FIFA 2012.
We shall have to keep these files that we can just to show them and show them what the real game is.
Keep the CDs. Always hold on to them. They'll become collector's items. FIFA 12, FIFA 14, PES. Evolution. Just hold on to those because it seems the further in the future we're going, the more things are getting a bit messed up.
Yeah. There's so much greed within the big companies.
Yeah, it's like everyone now wants stuff. Wants a bit of butt of everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's business. So.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Okay, after FIFA, I've been playing melee sim games. Mm-hmm. Ground Branch... Sandstorm. What else? But those are the two games I've been playing mostly Ground Branch of late. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a tactical shooter. Yeah, so I've been into that of late more than I thought. I've liked it more than I thought I could. So I've been putting in a lot of time in it, yeah. And Warzone thing is messed up with their recent campaign. It's not that good. Mm. Then the constant updates and the size, all those
pushes from Warzone. I don't know. I think for me, when it comes to like MMORPGs, I don't really know. Oh, well, just MMOs essentially, because if it requires you to be online, then what's the point of playing it? I mean, for some, I can get. I can get. Because, like, let's say Fortnite, Apex, and what's this other one? PUBG. Those guys, I can understand that for them, their thing is that they bring people together from all walks of life, all corners of the globe. But... Mm. There are other games that you're like, come on, why should I play a game alone, but I still have to be online? You get, right?
I
still wonder why. Why do people want to do this, you know? I get that, constant updates and whatnot. Yeah, they're always giving you new stuff, but at the end of the day, I think it's just milking the dead. I'm just milking a dead, not a dead cow, but milking a cash cow. it's milking a cash cow because, like, if you go back into economics, you know that a cash cow will eventually run dry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But for the thing, I just don't get it at all. Like, the whole stuff from the size. Yeah. From the size to the why would you want the campaign to be online? Why? Like the everything about it is messed up.
The size thing is a bit vicious, you know, because recently someone went and dug up some of those updates. For those games, like, why are the games ballooning in size? The farther we go, like, Infinite Warfare was, 90 gigs? 100 and something gigs?
It was 90 something.
Who has the space to download that? Like, over digital. But then you ask yourself, when someone goes and buys the CD, does the CD hold 90 GB? I'm like, what the hell?
That's what
are we that good to make CDs that hold files of 90 gigs and above? You get it, right?
That's why it's like the whole thing is messed up.
Yeah.
Why would you have a CD then again?
This guy said that apparently most of that stuff is just made to bloat the size of the game for some odd reason, because, well, I don't know why developers want us to have like all this huge thing on our consoles or PCs. And I feel sorry for the console guys, especially because imagine you have your PS4, it has, let's say, 500 gigs. You have like 5-6 games. Each is 90 gigs. You want to download something new, you have to remove one. So you see the problem.
It's very frustrating.
And even that new thing, and even that new thing is coming with day one patches. So you're like, come on.
Players are crying. It's very frustrating because I don't understand the reason why would you put out an update of 50 GB. What are you updating?
I don't know. I think guys are just getting lazier. Some are getting lazier because this day one patch is, why are you patching something you say you finished?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I get that as gamers, we are a bit, we complain a lot these days. But this is also one of the things I don't like. We complain a lot. Thanks to social media, we now have like direct access. What did you do to my game? I don't like it. I don't like this person. Why did you make them dress like this? Change it now.
Exactly. It's very.
Throw the game there. Cross your fingers, and if people like it, sure. If people don't like it, back to the drawing board.
And come with something new.
Because if you finish the game, why patch it? You get
it? Exactly.
Take your time. Take your time to finish. Like, give it that fine polish, if you will. But don't just throw it there and be like, okay, fingers crossed. Is it good? Oh, it's not that bad? Okay, pass the patch. Come on. Send the patch.
It's like they're doing guesswork. Not nice. Plus, I think for games like Apex, the moment it got to 70 something GB. So when the next season dropped, this current season, I don't know what they did, but it was now 54 GB. You see,
it had gone
something
down.
Like
eh?
That. Yeah, after the new update, maybe I don't know what they did.
Maybe they listened.
Like, if other games would be doing the same, it would be like really nice. Whereby they reallocate the space. The game doesn't have to be that big, but
The game doesn't have to be that big, which is interesting. The game does not have to be that big to be good. Right?
Yeah.
At most, it doesn't have to be that big. Like, games back then, they were small in size, but they were good. Yeah. GTA Vice City was 2 GB. Like,
you can imagine.
You get that 2.79 GB, because I remember I had that copy. 2.79. And that's GTA San Andreas. Yeah, Vice City. San Andreas was 4 gigs. So what's the difference between that one, which is one of the best until some others came to try and compete, and GTA 5, which is now reaching 100 GB.
The first time I had a game of more than 10 GB. The first time I had a game of more than 10 GB, I was like, surprise. I didn't know what was going on, but
10 GB for me, I looked at a game that was 8 GB, and I my hands were in my head. I was like, how am I going to get this? I don't have storage for this. My memory card only has 2 GB, and that was what I had, a 2 gig memory card. I'm like, my phone only has 500 MB of storage. What? Eventually I kind of figured and I got an external or so. But 8 GB was big for me.
When I first found out
8 GB, it was big. But eventually I also learned of something interesting, given the fact that, it may be 8 GB, but that's just the setup.
By the way,
just setups.
You thought you had done too much, but I remember the days of the floppy disks.
Those days. You just plug it in, you just push it in, it just starts.
Come with them from home with Dave. Those guys would come with Dave.
Now, for me, Dave, I had it on a CD. I had Dave on a CD together with Mario at some point, but I think I lost it. I had it for like 3-4 months. Then I think I lost it in our computer room or something like that. So those were the days. The days when you had to hijack. You want to hijack internet from your parents. You have to enter the bedroom. You have to pull the LAN cable. The dial-up cable, and then you plug it in. I just hope that no one calls. You're loading up your page, and then you hear the phone ringing.
You're downloading 99. It just goes
99.9, and then. Hopefully guys understand it, because the whole thing about game size is just really becoming outrageous. I mean, I think we'll maybe, just maybe, in the near future, a game that maybe one yettabyte. Now imagine a game like that. A yettabyte for just one game.
That would just be crazy. That would just be crazy.
Internet's a bit hazy where I am.
It's not where you are. It's just that's not a general problem.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully. They sent me this message saying, internet's been fixed in your area. It should be faster. I'm like,
we can only hope.
We can only hope.
Those are the games I've been into of late. Ghost Recon. I've forgotten Ghost Recon.
Wildlands, Breakpoint.
I played Wildlands for some time, but of late we have been playing Breakpoint. Me and a few friends. Yeah. And my problem is that I don't like the single player games whereby I have to, I'm playing, I sit there in the corner and I play alone. I don't know. They're not that fun for me.
So total kind. I get that.
Most of the games I play, I'm with a team and I'm either versing a friend and
you have not yet experienced the pain of playing with a team.
that's all I do. I play with the team. That's all I do.
The pain of playing with a team. You're like,
yeah. For Apex, by sometimes I play with random Sidewalk, people.
What are you doing?
The randoms be frustrating.
Yeah, the only time, well, so far since 2020, the only game I've played so far that had me playing with other people was Among Us. And I felt like punching a hole through my laptop screen because these people are annoying.
I'm trying to
find the imposter, and this guy just won't stop spamming that. Red is sus. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Not the imposter. I was right next to you. I just killed this person. I was right next to you. It's just like, what the hell?
Playing with random people is hard, like extremely hard. Yeah. Like, I don't know, it's just becomes frustrating at some point. Mm. If the coordination is not there, the teamwork, and some people just have, like, they're just used to playing alone. So team games, they don't work for them, but...
Yeah, I'm also used to playing... No, I'm used to playing alone, but in my case, it's more along the lines of I didn't really have a means of playing with other people, in a sense, because PlayStation, I had only one controller, and you know those Namco pistols, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm in the mood, I'll be nice and give you the controller. But if I'm not in the mood, just know that you're in for an ass whooping.
You've come too much.
Just sit there, point it at the screen, and pull the trigger. Yeah. Just keep pulling while I wallop you. Yeah.
Hard times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But essentially, well, when I kind of want to play with people, I go out and it started when I was in Nairobi. I went out with guys to it's called Trick.
Yeah.
I think that, from Kenyatta Avenue. And we played some Mortal Kombat and some Injustice. So it was fun playing with other guys, getting beaten by other guys, I mean.
Yeah, like there's, I don't know if it's, I should call it satisfaction. There's that joy you get when you're like beating someone you know, like, you know, for the sake of Apex Legends, we hold scrims, like every scrims are like personalized matches, where we know each other, we drop into the map, and we go at it. So those matches, there's that joy you get when you know you're like, you know the person you're chasing, you know the person that is coming at you, you're like, bring it, give me your best shot. There's that joy you get when you take them down. It's a whole different. Level
that happiness brings. Playing with friends, walloping friends, but
exactly.
It has a nice feeling to it.
And to me, it's more fun if I know who I'm chasing. Like, I see you at the distance and I know it's you. I don't know. Yeah. I'm extra motivated.
Okay, moving on. Now, for the sake of everyone, I would like you to name like your top five games.
Top five games?
Yeah.
Obviously, Apex Legends is topmost. Ground Brush right now. I've just come into it, but I don't know, it's still a fan. I'll go with FIFA.
Yeah.
FIFA. One top five?
Yeah, top five.
FIFA, then Ghost Recon.
Mm-hmm.
And then Warzone. Yeah.
Ah, okay. You heard it here live, guys. Jump him. FIFA, Warzone, and Apex. Go.
When it was on, players who are trying to say anything, I'll come there and trash you two down. No jokes.
Well, I do support walloping people in the game, not in real life.
Obviously, in game.
Yeah. Bring your skills. Bring your skills and prove that what you said is right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right. We still have some time.
Oh.
Let's see. Okay. Well, it's been nice talking to you this. Yeah.
Well, it's been nice also being recognized as. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you for hosting me.
No problem.